Yes, sir. What is your name, sir?
My name is Scott Clemens.
Who has your
yeah.
Okay. The Honorable Mr. Thawanis will serve as your lead panelist, so just hold on, sir.
Yes, sir.
Sir, can you state your full name for the record and your ABC number?
Scott Paul Clemens, 201736.
Thank you, sir. Can you hear me clearly?
Yeah. You sound a little far away, that's all.
Okay, let me try to adjust my microphone. How about now?
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah, I think it was muffled by my lapel here. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
You're appearing before the Ozone Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on May 15, 2018. Is that correct, Mr. Cullen?
I believe so.
Thank you. That form listed your hearing rights.
Excuse me?
That form listed your hearing rights?
I believe, yeah. I had to initial some of the boxes.
Yes, sir. One of those rights is that you could hire, at your expense, a lawyer to represent you. Here is your attorney with you. Are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir. I'm representing myself.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. In the room today, we have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gil Rittenhouse, our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Mimi Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. Also present in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Turner, and we'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Okay.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Clown and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Clown, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we can talk about it. But keep in mind the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir?
Yes, sir.
I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal arrangement company as follows. Violation of condition number two was demonstrated by your failure to report to the Tucson Parole Office for a face-to-face contact visit on March 15, 2018, as verbally directed on February 26, 2018. You are actively avoiding supervision. Mr. Clellan, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Clellan's admission, I move to find him delinquent, as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in from a razor company.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Mr. Neal. Okay, Mr. Clellan, we're going to continue with the second phase of the hearing. It is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Turner, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information regarding your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Yes, sir, thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Turner.
Mr. Clellan was released from ADC custody on 1/17/2018 and arrested on 4/30/2018 by ADC on a tech warrant, no new charges. Returned back to ADC custody on 4/30/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 10/2/2018 with 46 abscond days. Current conviction, 2015 theft means of transportation, 2 years, 6 months. Prior conviction, 2005 unlawful use means of transportation, 1 year. This is second term at ADC with a CUIR score of 2.3. Mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 1. No STG information is noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2006, TIS release, absconded for 425 days, self-surrendered, found in violation, reinstated, completed 2 months. Disciplinary violations, minimal with theft, possession, and manufacturing of intoxicant. Other arrest, 2002, trespassing, California, county jail. 2004, misdemeanor, other DUI, California, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2008, burglary, Illinois, felony conviction, state prison. He has a GD score of G4, B5.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Back to you, Mr. Clellan. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections with an approved residence of the Department of Community Services in Tucson, Arizona. You failed to check in with the halfway house upon your release, and your whereabouts were known for approximately 1 week. On January 25, 2018, you reported and admitted you had been living on the streets using methamphetamine. You were referred to placement to the Pima Reentry Center in Tucson. On February 26, 2018, you completed the 30-day PRC and were approved to reside with a friend at 373 North Wilmot Avenue, apartment 715, Tucson, Arizona. No other address was requested or approved for you during your community supervision. Did you live anywhere else while you were on community supervision status, Mr. Clellan?
Yes. My friend, he turned out to have some serious mental issues, and shortly after I paid him for my stay, he checked into the CRC, and I was locked out, so I ended up staying with another friend up the road in Three Points, which is really farther than up the road. But I was kind of stuck there for a while. But as soon as I was done out there and could get back into town, I reached out to some numbers I had for one of the gentlemen was Kenny Corral with the DES. He works at Manzanita Employment Center, and he helped me arrange a ride to the door, which I surrendered myself again this time to the PR, the parole center, on the 30th myself. And then that's where I was arrested. So I lived out in Three Points.
Well, I do commend you for turning yourself in. It does sound like that the parole staff was being flexible by giving you an opportunity for placement at the PRC. Did you find work at all when you were outside of the prison system, sir?
Yeah, I worked for this gentleman, Angel Landscaping.
We have programming notes that you were assigned a task for color of the day with the color of peach. You submitted 13 urine specimens at PRC, which were all negative. With some sanctions notes, that City Parole Officer Erickson on January 25th, 2018, for the use, apparently you used methamphetamine. Again, as stated, you were put in the PRC for the 90-day intensive treatment program. And the note is you refused to participate in the program. You were staffed by Mr. Officer, one second, sir, Officer Erickson on February 1st, 2018 for refusing to participate in the intensive program or the intensive treatment program. We have decided you would instead participate in the 30-day motivational enhancement program at the Pima Reentry Center. And you did complete that program. So, again, we commend you.
It really wasn't so much refusing. It was more like we delegated, and I advocated for myself since, you know, I'm not really a hardcore drug user. I have no drug charges. They weren't my thing. And the meth didn't work out at all. But when I did use it, I learned out as soon as I got the sanctions. Mr. Barrett, who also comes to the Manzanita Employment Center, noticed that I wasn't the same gentleman, and he had me escorted to the Crisis Recovery Center as well, where I was diagnosed meth-induced psychosis, and that was enough for me with that. So when I got back, I didn't know I was refusing. I was just trying to advocate for myself to explain to them that I'm not a drug user. It's just something that came across my way while I was out and about.
Well, sir, I have to admit, it's It's encouraging to hear that on occasion, drug experimentation is a negative experience for people, and doesn't sound like
absolutely
that you don't have much an affinity for methamphetamine.
No.
I will ask you, you were missing from community supervision for 46 days, so what happened?
Initially?
Yes, sir.
Well, I got out, seen my PO. Before I went to prison, I was intimately active in my son's life to the day. I got out, I could not find my son. I went into a state of moral panic. I went from rational hope to irrational fear. I missed the intake. That was another blow to blow of discouragement. And crossing paths looking for my son's mother, which I found she was in jail, and again added to my I don't know. I just straight discouraged me, disheartened. Yeah, I freaked out. Where was my son? I could not find him. So I was homeless, and I ran across somebody. A girl, she gave me some meth. It did not work out. It made everything worse. But immediately I reached out to Mr. Verrett, who was the senior parole officer, and they talked me into coming down, and I walked over there. I walked all the way across the city to get there. And then, like I said, he seen I wasn't the same guy. I went to CRC, and he was temporarily diagnosed crazy. And from there, yeah, I went to the MEP program.
Well, I'm still trying to account for the 46 days that you
have spent. Oh, after I got out.
Yes.
I was stuck in 3 points. I had, no real phone. There's no bus service. It's far. I didn't think I was going to be out there in a trailer running off of solar power when it worked, and there's no real, the neighbors aren't so friendly out there. It was a long hike back to Mission and whatever that road was, just to catch a bus from Taylor Lane.
Well, Mr. Coleman, I certainly appreciate how honest you're being about your experience on community supervision. I'm going to ask my fellow board members any questions, please.
I have one more thing.
Oh, yes, go ahead, sir.
While I've been here, in between my employment as a tutor here, I've got certificates here that I can't present to you, but to the CO3, maybe he can verify that I've got from the programming that I've already done here. And I also have an acceptance letter to a 6-month intensive program, residential, for the Salvation Army. Where in the first 30 days I'm restricted to the center, and it extends past my end date. They offer a lot of things, from anger management to continued alcohol, drug abuse, individual group counseling. It's signed by the gentleman. I also have that in front of me. I don't know how I'm going to present to you. I tried to give it to my other CO3, but she returned it to me 2 days later, or 2 days ago, with an address to somewhere on Jefferson in Phoenix, and said I had to mail it. So instead, all I have is in front of me, and this CO3 that can verify the paperwork. And he's just waiting for a phone call. It just says, to whom you may concern, referring Scott Clellan, I pre-screened the above-listed person. Scott Clellan is approved for admittance into the Salvation Army Adult Rehabilitation Center. He is accepted into the Rehabilitation Center. If notified, within 10 days of release, a bed will be reserved for him. Intake is Monday through Friday. And there's phone numbers and an address and a pen signature.
Well, thank you for providing that information, Mr. Clellan, and I hope that regardless of how this board votes today, that you will consider continuing that program when you make your transition from the Department of Corrections back to the community. We're getting close to the end of your hearing. Oh, yes, Mr. Neal, pardon me.
No problem. Thank you, sir. I just have one question. Did you find your son?
Yeah, absolutely. That was one of my major hopes in all of this. One of my major reasons for walking to the Mission and turning myself in. He's temporary in custody with his grandmother, and she's put me to a strict program. One of her ultimatums was that I come and deal with this, or that the book's going to be closed. So this is like my last opportunity to prove myself for any future for family and fatherhood. So immediately I came in and I wrote this program, and I'm trying to extend that. I have to get her blessing in any way I can, and I mean, this is really it for me in any attempt to being a father for my son. And if my PO is there, she knows how adamantly I was trying to get to a status conference because I approached her about asking, this is really all about my future and my family and my fatherhood. And I'm done with this. Coming back is humbling. I got it this time. This is not where I belong. I mean, I needed it. It's just with a reoccurring slap. I really don't know what I was thinking. Being disheartened and discouraged from something I had prepped myself for 2.5 years to become that far early when I got out. I mean, I'm all bent. I lost it. I was totally disheartened. I couldn't. I don't know. My mental went down. My whole world. And now that I've got that hope that there is the chance, and if I make this proof and I become a healthy parent, which is my goal, then my son and my future is brightened.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Neal. Any other questions from fellow board members? Okay, Mr. Cullen, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We really ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand?
Just that I took the initiative to do, you know, nobody had to come find me. I just took the initiative, and thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Coleman. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, especially because we're on the telephone, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes. So if you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you shortly with our decision, okay, sir?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Coleman. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I certainly appreciate Mr. Cullen. It sounds like he had quite the odyssey when he was on community supervision status. He had his run-in with methamphetamine. He attended a 30-day motivational enhancement program. Unfortunately, along the way, he ended up staying at a different residence in the Three Points area of Greater Tucson. I think that's correct, is it not, Mr.? Okay. The Three Points area of of Greater Tucson, and he lost contact with his parole officer and was missing for 46 days. And I have to admit, I'm impressed with his commitment. If I'm not mistaken, he's seeking out a program that I believe will be available to him regardless of how we vote today. But at this point, I am not finding him suitable for community supervision, although I do want to make strong encouragement for the path that he's taking right now, because he seems to be heading in the right direction. And I think if he takes advantage of these last weeks in the correction system, he can concentrate on that plan and hopefully be a productive and responsible citizen and available for his son. But I am certainly open to the input of my colleagues. Therefore, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is, based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018-W0993, our discussion with Mr. Cullen, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Cullen was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse or come away as a company, inasmuch that he had absconded from supervision or was missing from community supervision for 48 days, and we could not account for his activity, which is a violation of the fundamental spirit of community supervision, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Cullen, your supervision has been revoked, and you'll be released on or about October 2nd, 2018. I think you've heard what we said. We highly encourage you to continue on the path that you have, and the plan that you've set for yourself. You sound very committed to returning to your son's life and leading a productive life. It is just a matter of weeks, your prison sentence, so please put together a plan for your safe return. We want to see you succeed out there. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and we'd appreciate it if you give the phone to your CO3. Thank you, Mr. Crowell.
Thank you.